story concerning the previous entry here about how the earthly realm looks like from above, so to speak. But rather how, because I'm sitting here looking at old pictures from Sweden, photographs, and things look so cleaner and simpler, clean in the sense of simple and natural. And then the cars appear, filling up the streets there. Here I'm looking at one in the middle of Stockholm. Charming. Part of town. But there are cars everywhere. There used to be horses on those streets and just people walking. But now it's the cars. And what to do? And everyone wants one of those machines. And the old folks, they shake their heads and say, What are these stupid machines for? They're ugly, noisy, and stinking. Now they're modern, says the young men. Oh, man. And then we see now big advertisement on the walls of the buildings. And they're tearing down buildings. We need parking lots. And bigger advertisement filling large parts of entire walls of buildings. And things, little things that they make and make and make and buy and buy. Isn't this nice? Yeah, I'll buy one of those plastic things. I'm coming. Oh, you can make so fast things, any shape you want with this new plastic we have. And so on. And it's all desire fulfilling existence going on there. Look what you can do. But then there is a God's nature there. Mother Nature, the beautiful trees and flowers and grass and nature landscape. But now that is being replaced by rows of buildings, all the same, built rationally. And there is this, you can see this psychology, this mood, this mentality behind it all. I mean, when you look at the, I'm sitting looking at this photograph now. When you look at these buildings and this city and what's going on here and the buzzing life, what has created that? It's of course not God, it's us humans. And it's of course a mind that has created it. The minds of the humans. As they became what they call materialistic, we want things, make things, buy things, work and make things and then buy those things and have fun. well, we need food from nature also, we need this and that. But what's happening is a kind of ignorance, a kind of shadow, yeah, covering over those people. It's really like a subterranean heavenly planet, how they are described. But most importantly, it's the mentality. It used to be that God was there at the center, and we were all supposed to live as people of God, as good people, doing the good thing, living simply, being, you know, not greedy and so on. But then when God was removed from it, then it became subterranean in a way. A shadow fell over it, over the minds behind it, the collective mind of the humans. A shadow where God was not present anymore. A shadow in those minds, and they started telling each other there is no God. This is all there is, because this is all that we can see. And only that which we can see exists. And they made theories. Nobel Prize they gave each other. And they really reinforced that. That view on life where there's only a surface left. This is what happened back then, and not so long ago, really. And then the billboards and the advertisement and the cars and all that became more and more, and the things and the soft drinks with sugar and alcohol and the things. And it became more and more and cheaper. And then you have the young guy there walking around in this. Now we are there in the 60s something now. And he's just looking at all, because he was a kid when things were not like this. And now he's walking around and there are these shop windows filled with stuff and things and things and advertisement and cars. And then they're tearing down these old beautiful buildings that were built more of a organic, you know, close to nature aesthetics. And it now was about engineering and mathematics and rulers and buildings that were just boxes. Because again, that was cheaper to build, and it was all about making things as cheap as possible and selling them as expensive as possible. Making money. those things that the humans had invented, money, paper. They can get things. So in this way, cities, they changed from streets and buildings where people were walking around together to cities and streets where cars were driving and people on the sidewalks carefully staying aside. People in those cars that became like bugs, like animals of metal, status symbols even. Look at me, I'm this car. And it became very strange. So maybe at some point, where things went too far, it all crumbles. It doesn't work anymore. The demand is not there anymore. People lose their jobs because the production is not needed anymore. They have built up a big illusion. It comes crashing down. They give it up. Nature takes over again. Return to Mother Nature. Nature is not cruel. Nature is a mother. Sometimes she has to come there as Kali. Hey, wake up now. And this way, it goes on. And we take birth in there sometimes when we want to learn, to experience, to try things, to be on stage. To make something, create something beautiful in there. But in this real world, we create so much more beautiful, actually, and it's so beautiful, everything. So much more. And when, which it was more in the past, the beauty that humans in there create look a bit like it does here. Now again, we're talking from the other world, or from the real world, the more real world. Then it's like the kingdom of God on earth. But then it goes down. It degrades sometimes. Because it goes in cycles. As the Indians say, from sattva to rajas to tama and then back up again. Creation, maintenance and destruction. Or maintenance of God's, goddess gifts, but then create the desires we want to make. We want to make this, that. And then, no, we don't want them anymore, let's destroy them. Try again. But here is always Goddess and God present with us, Mother and Father. So there's nothing to fear, really. And that's what we're here to learn. But yes, we can be wherever we want and make beautiful things and learn and share and be nice toward each other and be happy, because that's what it's all about.